an answer.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, doctor, if I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for no blood, blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges, your host. Our news director is Andy DeRiso. Our health reporter is Katie Whalen. And we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 9 p.m. to midnight. And that is in the central time zone. And our thanks to Doug Hagman for graciously joining us in the first hour to talk about how they want to take our rights away with regard to freedom of speech on the internet. And we're going to have a lot to say about that in the upcoming weeks. And, you know, I was thinking, Andy, during the break, I can yell pretty loud. I still have my coach's voice. And kind of interesting, I've got two gentlemen, as I discovered, right here on my block, out here in rural Arizona in the middle of nowhere, who were listeners to the show before I ever knew who they were. One guy was over here fixing our washing machine, and he asked my wife, he says, Dave Hodges, your husband, the guy that does the Common Sense Show? And she says, oh, yes, yes, yes. He goes, I get that question some. So I can yell really loud. I'll just go out and be the old town crier. Heary, heary. We'll just let it fly. Because I will tell you this, I will not submit to this tyranny. And I don't care if I'm just a participant listener. I don't have to be a broadcaster. My life would be a lot simpler if I wasn't broadcasting. And I'll tell you this, we are not going to submit to this tyranny of the FCC. In those 322 pages, you know, they may as well burn them because we ain't following them. Anyway, we have a very interesting guest this hour, and his name is Paul Martin, and he's no stranger to our listening audience. He's joined us a couple of times in the past. He hails from northern Colorado. He's not very far from the location that I like to dub the People's Republic of Larimer County, where they steal children for daring to stand up to the policies of Agenda 21. And, of course, I'm referencing the Stacey Lynn case and her son Jaden. And sometime we're going to have to do a follow-up show because we've picked up a lot of new listeners since we worked on Stacey's show, our case, oh gosh, going back 3.5 years now. So anyway, Paul Martin, my friend.
Welcome. Well, good evening. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm good. We got a lot to talk about. During the break, I stepped away to say goodnight to the family and all that good stuff. And I come back and you and Annie are talking about Russian Spetsnaz, keyword for commandos. Let's start there. Tell us what you know.
Oh, we're ground central out here. I mean, ground central. It all started when they reported that 25 Spetsnaz troops were training with the Rangers down at Fort Carson, Colorado. Well, your listening audience, and pretty much everybody knows that when the government gives you a number, they lie. So I put out the feelers, called John Moore, Quayle, called Hawk, let's put out our feelers. And it was about 24 hours later, John Moore called me and he said, Paul, this is directly from Langley. He said, there are 2,500 men advance parties in the five largest bases in the United States. And, so it wasn't long after that that we started having Russians popping up all over the place out here. We also have Mongolians, which I didn't know until John Moore told me that is 60% of the Russian army. They're very resilient and very lethal. We've also got, this is a three-hour radio show. We've also got Turkish, former Turkish prisoners. These guys like to shop at the big five sporting goods stores, and they really like to shop at the Walmart between Fort Collins and Loveland, and especially on Sundays. And they've always got lots of cash. Thank you, taxpayers. And my buddy of mine is a former police lieutenant. Basically, his forte in the police that he worked for was intelligence gathering. And so he had gone down to see if any Russians were there, and he spotted these Middle Eastern-looking guys. They had bald heads, two had beards, and two didn't. But they had these barcodes on the left side of their neck. So he calls me up, and he said, you know anything about this? I said, no. I said, we're going to find out. So, again, I call Quayle, call Hawk, call John Moore, nothing. So my very well-traveled around-the-world contractor popped up about a week after that. And I asked him, you know, told him what we saw and asked him if he knew, and he grinned real big. He said, yeah, those are former Turkish prisoners that the Turkish military believes that can, you know, serve as good soldiers for the Turkish army. So they asked him, you know, do you want to join the Turkish military and we'll release you from prison? And, of course, the ones that are selected always say yes. So we've got those out here. We've also got Nepalese Gurkhas out here. A friend of mine's wife works at Ted's Place. It's at the base of the Poudre Canyon. And he lives about 4 miles from here. His wife called him and said, there's some really weird guys with cross swords on their vehicle. You need to get out of here. So he rolled over pretty quick, and they were just finishing fueling up, and they'd been in the store buying snacks and goodies, and they were in uniform. And so he just walks up to him and says, what are you guys? He said their English wasn't, you know, great, but it was good enough. And they basically told him we're mercenaries. And, of course, they've been mercenaries for the, you know, the British, you know, government for, a couple of 200-300 years. So they shoot out at my range. I have a really great kid. You like him. He's an armor. Him and a bunch of buddies were heading out to shoot to my range. And he rolled in, and here's five Russians. What happens, a lot of these guys, these really well-buffed young men, they usually, there'll be four or five, and they'll have an older handler. And it was the same way out there. They had a rifle that he had never seen before. He had asked one of the young men that was, he pulled it out of a case, and he goes, wow, that's really nice. He said, what is that? I said, well, it's a brand new sniper rifle. It had a red star down at the base of the receiver on the left side. And he said it was amazing. He said in the ammo he had never seen, it was something between a .308 and a .338 Lapua, but it was brand new. And he called me after they left. He said, I've never seen anybody in my life shoot a handgun like these guys were. He said they were amazing. So he asked him, he said, are you guys in the military? And the older guy, the handler, goes, no, we're mechanical engineers. And he goes, well, for mechanical engineers, you guys shoot really, really well. So, a buddy of mine bumped into him at the subway shop in Estes Park. They were stopping to get some lunch. And these four guys were talking. They looked like in their early 30s, were speaking Russian. So they got up to order their sandwiches and went into straight, you know, Nebraska English. When we first worked on this, and I asked John, I said, man, how do you take that? I'm from Texas, and I can't even change my accent. I said, how do you get a strong Slavic language and walk into Johnny Carson, you know, Nebraska English? He said, I don't know, but I'll find out. So he contacted a language professor at the University of Missouri. And he was telling John, he said, John, the only way that you can do this, you have to have them by age 5. You can't even get them at age 8. They have to be, you know, you have to get them and start training them at age 4 or 5. So, you know, these Spetsnaz troops that are here, I mean, they've been selected and hand-groomed and all this stuff for all of their life. And, I mean, they're into the four corners. They were actually in uniform down in Gunnison, Colorado, on a very interesting European style motorcycle, and he actually walked up to one of them, and he said, you know, it's a little different here in America than it is in Russia. And they just looked at him and just walked off. They were shopping on the main street. So there was a deputy on the other side of the street, so he walked over to him. He said, what are all these Russians doing here? And he said the deputy just rolled his eyes and walked off, didn't even say anything. So, I mean, it's crazy out here. They were, after the last big fire we had, these Mongolian troops were in uniform, and they were in these smoked out Suburbans like they're driving around here, and they were taking the little wheelie device like officers use to measure, you know, wrecks and footage and stuff, and they were measuring the intersections in and around La Porte, Colorado, close to the foothills. About 8 weeks ago, they did a you might know about this, where you head on 287 that goes into La Porte, and then it veers off to the right and heads up to Laramie, Wyoming, and there's a, you know, pretty good track of land in there in that V, and they're doing lights out, touch and goes, like at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. They buzzed La Porte quite a bit, so they're up in the mountains. It was last summer, I had a friend that kind of knows what I do, and her best friend's husband's a wildlife photographer, and he was up near Cameron Pass to photograph moose. In the area that he was in, he literally got ran out by these guys. I mean, they're running out of people in Tennessee and everywhere. There's lots of them up in Montana. I mean, there's people in Montana actually putting signs up on the side of the road: don't go in here, the Russians are in there. So, but we seem to be stocked full of them here, with the Turkish prisoners, Mongolians, Nepalese Gurkhas, you know, regular Russian troops, and all kinds of stuff. So it's pretty crazy.
Well, I'm getting them too. The reports we've had, Dr. Susan Hellman on from Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and I've told the story many times, and she's been on a couple of times, and they're very much like what you're describing. Perfect English. They keep to themselves. They're always in top physical condition. They're very young. And they disappear for periods of time in the Smoky Mountains adjacent to this tourist town at the base of the Smoky Mountains. So they're there. They're in Ketchikan, Alaska. They're in the Central Valley in California. I mean, I get reports like you wouldn't believe. And, of course, Sherry Wilcox probably gave me the best evidence ever when she sent me a video of Russian soldiers sitting inside DHS vehicles on a highway going from Tennessee into western Kentucky. So that was absolutely stunning. And yet it's amazing, Paul, because the more I write about it, the more the opposition side comes out and just lambasts me for even suggesting the Russians are here, despite the fact that we've uncovered documents between the Russian Foreign Ministry and FEMA that have allowed them to come here. It's incredible that they're here. Let me ask you a question that people ask me. On one hand, we're in conflict over Ukraine with Russia. We're in conflict over Syria and potentially Iran. Putin has threatened to nuke us on a number of occasions if we go into these areas militarily. And yet, we're letting his troops train on our soil. What's that all about? Why the discrepancy?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors out there. I mean, you know, it's probably an hour show discussing the New World Order, the global bankster gangsters that literally control the planet. But from my side of the fence, the one thing I look at with this administration when I first learned about it was Valerie Jarrett. She's the chief of staff. She spends just about as much time with Obama or more than just about anybody. And she makes Hillary Clinton look good. She is a devout Maoist. She thinks Mao Zedong's the greatest thing since sliced bread and pockets on shirts. And I'm sure she wants her death rate to be a little higher than Mao's. And so the grand chess masters are still out there. And I think I've done it on your show, but so many people don't really understand what's going on. And especially about Obama. Everybody yells at Obama. Well, he's just a Western movie set. It looks good at the front, but if you look at back, there's just a bunch of 4x4s holding it up. It's kind of like, I mean, this is a football crazy world. Let's do the football analogy. Kissinger and Brzezinski are the team owners. Valerie Jarrett is the quarterback. Obama's just a wide receiver. And you know about Brzezinski, you know all their quotes, their books, the grand chess board. You can read that, look up quotes from it. But this is just the end game, the takedown of the United States. And I mean, these guys, with the Russians, like you were talking about up in Alaska, man, they could have Alaska in a heartbeat.
Well, I think that's the plan. I think when hostilities break out, Red Dawn's going to come at us from two directions. One will be through the Bering Strait, and the Russians already have troops in country in Alaska, and then they're going to come up, obviously, from Central America. I mean, are you aware that the Russians are involved with the Sanchez Paredes drug cartel out of Peru, which is in San Salvador in Central America, training the Sinaloa Mexican drug cartel on paramilitary tactics? Were you aware of that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I had a source that surfaced and then went silent. He came to me in about May or June of last summer, and then he disappeared in September. But he gave me documents, some of them redacted, and verbal accounts from his days when he was with the DEA in Peru. And the degree of Russian involvement in this hemisphere is stunning. And what they're doing outside San Salvador right now, Paul, is they're preparing an invasion force to come north.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I mean, if you look at a map of the United States, I mean, you could have a pretty good size battalion or a couple of battalions, and you could just walk through North Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas. I mean, there's nothing. The biggest building between the Canadian border is the big new hotel outside of Loveland, Colorado. Up to that, there's nothing. I mean, they could literally, I mean, just, you know, a few tank divisions, some artillery divisions, you know, ground troops. I mean, they could just cut a wide swath right through the middle of America.
There was someone, and I'm not going to divulge the identity because I think it could cause a problem, but there was a high-ranking officer, and I know exactly how high-ranking, and I know the position this person held. It would be shocking if I revealed all the details I knew about this person. But this person started arming to the teeth, and yes, they're in the military, and this is in reference to the Russian troops on this base, Fort Carson, which is adjacent to the city of Colorado Springs. And he's told a couple of people, they are independent of our military, and they're training on the base and doing military tactical operations, and the U.S. military has absolutely no oversight over their training operations. Were you aware of that?
Yes. Yeah, that kind of conjoins with, it was last, it's been maybe not quite a year from now, there was a young Army young lady and her husband in my store, and we have a lot of Air Force people, of course, here from Warren that live down in my area, and but this Army, you know, talked to me. I said, "Well, where are you stationed?" She said, "Fort Hood." And I go, "Really?" I said, "You've been seeing a lot of, have you been seeing any foreign troops down there?" She goes, "Oh yeah," she said, they've given them a part of Fort Hood. Fort Hood is a huge area. So, you know, Red Dawn's already happened. The American people just don't know anything about it. My East Coast source said about 4 months ago, he said, when the American people see the Russian troops and the Chinese troops in uniform on American soil, they're going to, you know what, their pants.
They're certainly keeping them out of sight to some degree, but did you know in Colorado Springs they actually had the Russian soldiers out at the Sky Sox AAA baseball games directing traffic? Did you know that?
Yeah, I had a piece up I put up on the website. Yeah, well they easily fit in. There were a friend of mine was over at the Flat Hills Mall over by Boulder, huge mall over there, and he said there were 60 to 70. Of them all over the mall, you know, big wads of $100 bills. They were just having a great time buying stuff hand and foot. But most of the from Boulder here, most of the sightings are food. Of course, the Walmarts come in, and the sporting goods stores. They really like the knife sections and cooking materials and stuff like that. So these guys are, as far as I'm concerned, they're already operational. I mean, they've just got to get the tweet on their phone or whatever, and it's game on. Well, it's game on now. It's just not in our face.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what I'm getting to, and you know you've carried these articles on your website at revolutionradio.org, and what I have addressed is the internment resettlement documents leaked by the Army last year, 39.43, which talks about the FEMA camps. Now, they don't use that term, but that's exactly what they are. They're the FEMA camps. And in there, they say that they're going to eventually turn over the running of these camps to foreign soldiers. And then the foreign soldiers will train their own foreign soldiers to do what needs to be done. And I find it really interesting that we're going to have FEMA camps not run by American soldiers, but ultimately run by foreigners such as the Russians, I suspect under the UN flag. Well, in your mind, we got about a minute before the break, Paul, but what does that tell you?
Well, I mean, you know, being a not current serving Marine and know a lot of people in the military, in and around the country, and especially up here in northern Colorado, I can't in my wildest dreams think that these young men and women would run a FEMA camp in the first place. So they, I mean, for the camp scenario, they're gonna have to rely on foreign assets. So just these kids aren't gonna do it. These are really, they may be dumb, they may not be, you know, hip on world events, but they're, I talk in length to these young people, and they're really nice, and a lot of them from Texas and from the South, and they're just good kids, you know, doing the best they can with what they got. You know, there's not a lot of jobs out there, so they go into the military. But I haven't met one that I thought could probably even work in a FEMA camp.
I think you're right. We're going to step aside for a break, and I wholeheartedly agree with you. The majority of our American soldiers will not obey illegal and unconstitutional orders to incarcerate or to fire upon American citizens when told to do so by this rogue organization called the Obama Administration. Anyway, we're going to step aside for a break. We come back. We'll continue with Paul. And what's going on with that? Okay.
The JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window, medicated to keep you docile, not able to recognize your own kids, suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, Your Key to the Real Fountain of Youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Common Sense Show. And before we rejoin Paul, I want to tell you about Katie and her fine line of products at FamilyEssentialShop.com. You know, essential oils have a rich history of helping people live healthier lives since the days of the Bible and even before. Big Pharma and the modern healthcare system treat symptoms. They burn it out, cut it out, and they poison it. They wreck your mind. They wreck your immune system. They take years off your life. Essential oils, on the other hand, are the protective mechanism of the plant, and they work on the human body in much the same way by protecting us from viruses, bacteria, parasites, and other pathogens. Essential oils have properties that affect mood, support the immune system, and promote an overall awareness in the human body. Now, join us at the Common Sense Show and get out of this medical cartel system and create your own home medicine cabinet. Learn to take your health into your own hands because no one's going to do this for you. The human body is a healing machine. Give it what it needs. Give it the tools it was designed to use to help you maximize your healing. So visit Katie at FamilyEssentialShop.com to see the exceptional product line. That's FamilyEssentialShop.com. And if you call Katie at 720-630-3111, that's 720-630-3111, and mention that you heard this ad on The Common Sense Show, you'll receive a 20% discount on all your purchases. So get started today. FamilyEssentialShop.com. Call Katie at 720-630-3111. Paul, something we talked about today, I think that we ought to share with the listening audience. As people have kids that are coming up through the system, or they have grandkids, our kids are being taught to not defend themselves. Our kids are being taught to not stand their ground and stand up for themselves, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been around for a while, especially here in the People's Republic of Colorado. I was taking care of my middle school nephew for a while, and he came home one day and he said, you know, there's a guy that's really been bothering me and stuff. And I said, Jason, I said, if he says bad things, just walk off. If he grabs your shirt, pull your shirt away and walk off. If he hits you, take about the best 8 seconds you got and make him never want to see you again. And he said, well, we can't fight. They'll throw us out of school. I said, I'm not talking about fighting. I'm talking about protecting yourself. You have the right to protect yourself. So he said, no, I don't. I said, well, you get me your counselor's phone number. So he did, and I called the guy up, told him I wanted to come in and talk to him. So I did. And, I mean, this guy was he was pathetic looking. And I told him what was happening with Jason, and he said, well, we can't allow the boys fighting. And I said, I'm not talking about fighting. I said, Jason, if he's attacked, if he's hit, then he has every right to defend himself. He said, no, we can't have the boys fighting. He said, we suspend both of them. And I said, I'll tell you what, I told Jason how to handle this kid. I said, and if this kid attacks him, he's going to beat the crap out of him. And if anything happens after that, I said, I'm going to come up here and I'm going to beat the crap out of you. I said, and you can bring his dad over here and I'll fight him too. But I said, you're not going to restrain my nephew's ability to defend himself. I said, either you take care of this problem with this kid or I'll come up here and take care of it and you won't like it. And so problem solved. But you're so right. I mean, this goes way, way, way back. Man, when I was in school, that was a big deal. The principal and the vice principal, a couple of the dean boys, you know, they'd come and just, you know, out in the distance and watch the fight and make sure everything was clean. And, you know, fight usually didn't last 30 seconds and then it was all over. You know, I mean, they'd come out and watch the fights, but boy, anymore, they have just mentally raped these young men on the idea that it's okay for you to defend yourself.
Well, you're exactly right. I'm seeing now an increasing number of schools anecdotal accounts from parents that will write to me or tell me that their child was attacked, they didn't even fight back, and they got suspended. So just the mere act of getting attacked, and what they're trying to do is just create, you know, compliant little zombies that will do exactly what the state tells them, and they want them to be in complete servitude. You know, we went through our thing with my son just about 2 years ago. The chief administrator at my son's private school was fired. Let's say they had a mutual parting, and they had a clown take over. And this clown had no discipline. And so, you know, and my son's not wimpy. He's a second-degree black belt. And, you know, he could take care of himself. I'm not saying he's the toughest kid on the block, but he's not a wimp. And this one kid decided in this lack of rules and oversight, he'd start picking on my kid. He was stealing stuff out of his locker. He was pushing him. He was tripping him. And I told my kid what you told your nephew. I said, walk away. He pushes you, just walk away. Said, you're not bleeding, walk away. Said, you know what to do, and dad will deal with the consequences. Well, this stuff didn't go away. So I'm talking to this acting principal, who is really more like an acting clown. And he was taking this one kid who was picking on my son. He was taking him out to lunch. He was buying tennis shoes. And I said, you know, you're glorifying criminal behavior. He goes, oh, no, we're a mission school. It's God's duty for us to help these kids. So I said, I don't deny that, but it's not my son's duty to be his punching bag. And I said, we're done with this. And I told him, I said, one more occurrence, and I'm going to embarrass you. And I'm going to embarrass you in ways you can't even predict. Sure enough, another day, another incident. So I called my friend at the Glendale Police Department. Guy had been a long-time friend of mine, and I told him what was going on, and I kind of knew what he was going to tell me to do. So we went to the court, and we got an order of protection. But we had a little bit of a twist, because sometimes it helps to know the cops. They went to campus, and they made a big deal of it. They embarrassed the principal in front of the staff. They embarrassed the other school officials. They made it real clear. You come within 500 feet of this kid, and you're talking to the offender, you're going to jail, and your parents going to jail. Well, Mama decided she would, you know, basically challenge this, so we got to go into county court. And this kid, you know, he might have thought he was tough, but he wasn't very bright, and he decided he was going to speak up and admit to the transgression. So the order stayed in effect, And I agree with you, Paul. Sometimes there is a point where, you know, we teach nonviolence in our family. I'm a nonviolent person. But there's a point when you can't expect your kids to walk away. There's a point when they can't walk away and they can't just acquiesce to this. But increasingly, the schools are just punishing the victim as much as the perpetrator. So the message today to a kid is if you're going to get hit by somebody, you may as well fight back because you're going to get the same punishment as the guy attacking you. That's what they're bringing. You know, there's something else going on in schools up there, Paul, in your neck of the woods, and that's Rocky Mountain High School. And a principal, another clown who doesn't belong working with kids, named Tom Lopez. And he has the kids reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, not to one nation under God, but to one nation under Allah. Have you heard about this one?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what's been the mood up there? That's right in your backyard.
You know, I haven't had that much with it. I asked my daughter, she goes to Fort Collins High, and if she'd heard anything about it, and she hadn't heard anything about it at Fort Collins High, but I've had a few other people comment on it. You know, and this fits in so well with your article today, is that people walk into these really bad problems, like praying to Allah in our schools and economics and, you know, food prices skyrocketing, all this stuff. And they just stand there like sheep to be mowed down, and they give you the 1,000-yard stare, and they're simply frozen, Dave. They're frozen. It's just the most amazing thing to me.
Yeah, you know, why a kid who's raised in a Christian background would stand up and say the pledge under orders to do so, it's just beyond me. In fact, there is a high school, and the name escapes me, but I know it's in the Air Academy District, for those who are familiar with Colorado Springs, which, by the way, is the area adjacent to the Air Force Academy and not real far up the road from Fort Carson. That principal there in one of the high schools in that district is forbidding children to even use the word God or Jesus on campus. I don't know if you caught that or not. I wrote about that, oh gosh, probably about 3 months ago.
Yep.
So on one hand in Colorado, when you said People's Republic of Colorado, you're right on the money. Because on one hand, you got Rocky Mountain High School, who, one nation under Allah, is totally perverting our pledge and our traditions of what it means to be an American. And then another high school in Colorado, you can't even use the word God or Jesus, but I damn well bet you could sure use the word Allah and nothing would happen to you.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, all warfare is psychological. You defeat your, you know, Sun Tzu's art of war. It always works. And the, you know, my beloved mentor, Bill McKissick, God rest his soul, was Bill Westmoreland, General Westmoreland's aide when he just made light colonel. He was the provost marshal at Dachau, and actually was about 10 feet from when they hung what they called her, the bitch of Bilderberg, the Nazi commander's mistress. And it terrified him. You know, this is back in the middle 80s into the early 90s, and his main fear was the American people had lost the ability for critical thinking. You know, they live and die by a 30-second soundbite. You know, they move with the rest of the sheep. You know, I mean, look how they've got us divided with this phony Republican Party and this phony Democratic Party that's completely owned by the bankers. And people are still fighting over, you know, this candidate and that candidate. It doesn't matter who you got up there. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and these people, along with Valerie Jarrett, Brzezinski, and Dr. Kissinger, coupled up with the Muslim Brotherhood, who's infiltrated, you've written about that, into the FBI, Pentagon, and everywhere else. This is just a takeover while everybody's watching the Oscars tonight, Kim Kardashian's butt, what she's wearing this week, and oh my God, when does football season get back? You know, well, we got baseball season coming up. But, I mean, the people are just completely neutered. And they have that normalcy bias that, you know, I live in Dave land, and Dave knows all truth, and if it's not in the Dave's pipe, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's you're right on the money, but you are in your back door, at your backyard, you've got the county of Larimer and the city of Fort Collins. And people need to really start paying attention to what's going on up there, because it is the blueprint for Agenda 21 coming across the nation. In fact, ICLEI, which is the governing board, so to speak, of Agenda 21 policies, has called Fort Collins the jewel of the ICLEI empire. Santa Cruz, California, Austin, Texas, Fort Collins, Colorado. Those are your three areas that are really showing us what's coming. I understand, Paul, that in Fort Collins now, I've written about this with the micro apartments, the micro housing, a couple hundred square feet for people to live in, like little cattle. That's going on now in Fort Collins, isn't it?
Oh, man, they're building like crazy. I've got a real good friend. He's just a great kid. He's probably one of the best trim carpenters in the area. He's running nine guys right now, and they're working 60-hour weeks, I mean, on these places. It's amazing how much of these human cubicles they're building. I had a friend of mine, daughter's a nurse, moved from Grand Junction, got a job in Denver, and they looked for 2 weeks trying to find her some place to live. And they'd ship some of their stuff over they didn't have room for, so I was going to take the truck down there and bring it back up here. And I went down there, and it was unbelievable. It looked like really fancy multi-tiered containers. They're 600 square feet is going to be your place, folks.
Well, if that, in San Francisco, in what they call the Bay Area One development, 200 to 300 square feet is the norm. In fact, actually, you know, we've got a fairly sizable listening audience in and around the Phoenix metropolitan area, and I'm sure some of them heard of this. In fact, this ran in our daily rag, the Arizona Republic, where they talked about on Grand Avenue, which is a diagonal arterial going into downtown Phoenix, they're putting old Chinese container carriers off of Grand Avenue for people to move into. And they're already being occupied, and it's the quintessential example of these micro apartments, and this is what they want to do. And Paul, let me bring this to the punchline. You know, as I did some investigation, as you know, a few months ago on America 2050, and in fact, you can go to America2050.org and read about what they have planned for us, and it's going to happen sooner than 2050. Believe me, it's already underway now.
Oh,
they want 11. They want 11 mega cities with 6 million people each. That's 66 million people. Where is everybody else?
Yeah, they're dead. Well,
exactly.
In the Fort Collins area, of course, you can't build it. You can't build anything in Boulder now. But Denver is just exploding. Downtown Denver, Broomfield, all around there. I mean, this Agenda 21 building boom is in. I mean, it's huge. It is massive, and that's what, you know. That's my question. Well, where's all these people coming from? Yeah, the area that I went to in Broomfield, very close to Denver, and the complex was massive. It was massive. It had to be. Good grief! It had to be a quarter of a section. Four floors tall, really slim, little bitty garage, you know, little bitty, just about enough to fit one car in at the bottom, and the complex just went on and on and on and on in very stages of building, and that's what I, you know, my buddy and I were laughing, said, well, where are all these people going to come from? Of course, there's a lot of white flight, certainly out of California. I had a very Paris Hilton looking blonde in my store a few weeks ago, and I asked her for her ID, and she was from Los Angeles. I said, oh, you're from Los Angeles. She said, it's not Los Angeles, it's Mexico City. You know, that's why I'm out. So there's a lot of white flight coming again. You know, we had a wave in the early 90s here. I moved here in 92, and by 90, oh, good grief, by 94, home prices had doubled because all the people that were moving to the Fort Collins area. But the Agenda 21, I ought to film it and send you a video of actually what's going on. I might do that.
Well, yeah, you got some people up there that are just amazing. In fact, good friend of mine, I'm sure you've heard of Virginia Farver, who lives in Fort Collins. Longtime activist, was active in the Stacey Lynn case and been very active against smart meters. And in Colorado up there, as you know, Paul, you live there, very cold in the winter. It'd be life-threatening if you don't have heat. Well, they told Virginia, if you engage in the opt-out program we told you you could have and says you don't want a smart meter, even though we told you you could do it and it's in writing as part of the law, we're going to come shut your power off. Now, she was on our show just over a year ago talking about this. Instead, what they did, because Virginia was able to gather some attention on this, they thought, well, that may be a bad move if they caused a family to freeze to death. So what they did is they violated her property rights. They jumped her fence and installed the smart meter without her permission. Totally trespassed on her land. And sometimes they're doing this to the citizens up there at gunpoint. They're bringing the sheriffs in.
This guy was a full bird colonel in uniform, combat vet, big old stack of, you know, ribbons and badges on his uniform, walked into the power outfit there in Fort Collins and asked if they would please remove the smart meter from his house. They called Larimer County. He came outside, and there was four cruisers with guns pointing at him. This guy hadn't done anything except walk in and ask that his smart meter removed. They put the guy on the ground, cuffed him, you know, and they finally released him. But yeah, it's we had one on our place here, and our wall sockets in the kitchen started exploding, and so it took a little bit, but we got it, you know, we got it off out here. But you're in Fort Collins. We're in Weld County. I'm about a mile and a half, 2 miles to the county line. But yeah, if you're in Fort Collins, you're toast.
What I can't understand is this stuff is so in your face out in the open. I mean, Virginia and Stacey Lynn have sent me transcripts of city council meetings, county commissioner meetings, and it's so flagrant in your face. You have no rights. There's no constitution. We're the communist kings of Larimer County. And we're imposing Agenda 21 come hell or high water. And these officials like Lisa Papa are still in office. Paul, what the hell is wrong with people up there?
It's just a mindless herd. You know, these are what's left, you know, of the middle class. Of course, we've lost a lot of jobs here. But, you know, the restaurants are still open and full and things aren't too bad. Got, you know, a little bit of, you know, quite a bit of oil production in Weld County and Larimer County. But these people out here are just, you know, there's people I've been talking to since 2008. You know, you guys need to get your own food supplies. You can get your own water supplies. You guys got to learn how to take care of yourself. And the guys, well, you know, one guy said, well, I don't have enough money. I said, what do you mean you don't have enough money? You got to, you know, $20,000 horse trailer. You got a, you know, $9,000-$10,000 boat sitting out there. You can't eat either one of those, and they just they're just mind dead, Dave. It's worse in Fort Collins. I mean, you get out in the country, and you know, it's a very agricultural community where I live, and you know, they're pretty savvy. They're very anti. Obama. I wear a cap. I've been wearing it 15 years. Says just say no to government, and it's reached its pinnacle. I mean, I get more compliments on my hat every day. Men, women, old, young, all across the board. So out in the country, I mean, people are paying attention. But you know how that hive mentality is with a bunch of socialists inside a city like Fort Collins. They're just toast. They've been mentally neutered.
But I would just, you know, I just can't believe that. I mean, they even tried to take away downtown parking spots to regular cars. They tried to let waste management drive all the private trash compactors out. At what point do people just say, I'm not taking this crap anymore? I mean, it's amazing. When I go on Randy Yarbrough's show, and I know you know Randy well, and He broadcasts out of Johnstown, which is not too far from what we're talking about here. And we have people call in and they tell us stories. And I'm just thinking, okay, so when does the action start? What is it going to take to get you people going? And that's really the $64 million question. Because here's what worries me, Paul. What really worries me is when I hear people call into Randy's show and I hear the things I'm hearing that are going on, and these same public officials are still in office, the same sheriff, the same city council people, the same county commissioners, the same district attorney. All these people are still in power. They're all incestual. They're all in bed together. They're all colluded into all these nefarious things. And the people are royally getting screwed up there, and there's just not a whimper. And what worries me is when it's that bad in Fort Collins and no one's doing anything, what the hell is our hope across the country? And Doug and I were talking about that in the last hour. Will we rise up in the post-apocalyptic economic crash and stand up as Americans to these people that are perpetuating this tyranny along with their minions? Short answer.
Well, when I first started doing radio back in the early 90s, you know, back during the militia movement and all that, and I'd have guys call up, you know, they're going to come take our guns. We need to rise up, wake the American people up, and all that, you know, that like that. I said, as long as they're still making beer, as long as football and baseball and hockey and basketball is on, I said, the American people, this was like 94, I said, the American people will not rise up until the blood, the spiritual and physical blood, is right up to their nose and they're blowing bubbles. And that's it's going to take we are right pickings. You know, when you were talking about Larimer County, that's not a government. That's a communist mafia.
Yeah, you're right about that. Paul, we're out of time, my friend.
Wow.
Give out your website. Tell people how they can follow you.
Revolutionradio.org. If I'm not working, I'm updating it. And my email address is radiodude, RADIODUDE 419 @hotmail.com. And run by the website. I post 30, 40, 50 pieces a day. I look for stuff that interests me, that I think, well, people don't know about this. Of course, I have to put your story back, you know, three or four times during the day. But thanks for all the work you do, Dave. You're a stud.
Thanks, Paul, for joining us. We'll see everybody back here in hour number three.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.